The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on Newstalk.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, the animal rights group, the UK division, have called on Lego, toy manufacturer, Little Bricks, Techno, all of that, to rebrand their farmyard sets to animal sanctuaries because they are misleading children about, quotes, the horror and cruelty of the farming industry. Sasha Camilli is the senior PR coordinator with PETA UK. Sasha, you're very welcome to the show. Can we call this what it is? It's a PR stunt, right?
Hi, thank you so much for having me on here. Well, this week we sent a letter to Lego asking to rebrand its happy-looking farm animal toy set into an animal sanctuary because we think that, as it stands, this set clearly misrepresents the reality of life and death for farmed animals. We know that animals on farms endure horrible suffering and a violent death at the abattoir, and making this rebrand would teach children that animals are sentient beings who feel joy and fear and love, and that we need to care for them, not view them as commodities to be used and abused.
And let me understand, are you suggesting that the aspects of what you describe as the horror of farmyard animals' lives should be included in the toys?
Well, on this occasion, we are simply suggesting a rebrand into an animal sanctuary, because if Lego want to show happy animals, then a farm set is not the way to go. Each year, we know that the farming industry is responsible for daily suffering of literally billions of animals.
And do you not believe that there are farms around, particularly around Ireland, but around the world, where animals live out lives in relative contentment?
Well, you know, all of these small, local, high welfare, all of these farms, it's at the end of the day, for these animals, the end of their short lives is all the same, whether they live in those farms or in big industrial farms. It all ends with a terrifying trip to the slaughterhouse and a violent death that's full of fear.
But Lego, for instance, has Lego City. It doesn't include in it Lego effluent treatment and Lego mortuaries. There are aspects of end of life in every setting that you don't include in the setting itself. The abattoir is not on the farm.
But also the life on farm itself, it's very far from this happy, you know, very positive image that all of these toys portray. They whitewash the reality of what animals go through. The story is similar for most animals, or all animals who are reared for their flesh. We see females who are repeatedly forcibly impregnated, newborn calves are torn away from their mothers. Animals are often mutilated, they're kept in severely crowded conditions, and very often animals are killed at a very, very young age after a very stressful trip to the slaughterhouse. So
Is that not to paint all farms with the same egregious brush? Again, to take the analogy of Lego cities, there are cities where people live in slum conditions and in starvation settings, but there are also cities where people live happily. The Lego, because it is for kids, picks the latter. In the same way, there are difficult farms and there are nice farms. Why can't Lego give kids nice farms?
Well, it's often a misconception that life of these animals is happy. Most of the time, they live in very stressful conditions. They are often packed together. And also, we have to teach children today, they're growing up amid a climate catastrophe, about the harm that farming has on the environment.
But surely the opposite is the case as well. If you want kids to grow up with an affinity towards animals and an empathy towards animals and an interest in animals, part of the way you foster that is you get them to model positive behavior with animals, and a Lego farmyard would be ideal for that.
Absolutely. We definitely applaud Lego for featuring animals in its toys. But this should be done in ways that, as you say, foster children's compassion for animals and living beings and contribute to their understanding of the world they live in. And that is best done by depicting animals either in their natural environments or in a sanctuary where they're truly happy and they get to live out their entire lifespan without, you know, the trip to the abattoir coming up or without any risk of harm from humans and exploitation.
There's a lot of people struggling with the analogies across the Lego world. Tech saying, would PETA therefore like Lego to show the true horror that is involved with hospitals in their Lego hospital, or the true horror of burn victims in their fire brigade Lego kit?
Well, you know, we're an animal rights organization. So in this case, we're focusing on how animals are viewed. And what we want to get across here is the message that we should view animals as the individuals that they are. Each animal has personalities and feelings, and they're not commodities. We should not just connect them to what use they have for us. We should learn more about them, and children should learn more about animals.
Can I put it to you, Sasha, that there's a people will look at some of the work that PETA has done. I think of some of the undercover work that you've done across unethical abattoirs and things like that, and they will say that it has made a significant difference and that the campaigns have had a significant impact in some of the meatpacking industry and some of the other areas of animal cruelty and mistreatment. But that you trade on a brand of credibility. And if you do things that people think are daft, it'll undermine the good work. Is there a risk of that with the Lego thing?
Well, you know, the best way to get a conversation started is to do something that attracts attention and gets people to think. And many times, this has been accomplished with, as you say, undercover investigations, which clearly show the reality of how animals live on farms. But we, at PETA, we're a charity. We have to think of ways to stay in the spotlight that cannot not maybe be done with a huge budget, such as the advertising budgets that the meat and dairy industries have. So we are often creative and think of new ways that we can get conversations started and get people to think and to talk. And in this case, we think that it's important for impressionable children to learn to respect animals and not to see them as commodities to be used and abused. And this change, if Lego were to implement it, we think would go a long way towards doing that.
Well, we've had a lot of texts along the lines of this one suggesting that you should come to farms across this country saying animals are not treated in horror on farms here. They are treated with care and respect. Has she ever visited a farm? Come and visit our farm. You will soon change your mind. Sasha, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. That is Sasha Camilli, who is Senior PR Coordinator with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.